Rishchodesh Nisan, Monday night, Chavos Halvavos, when Shara Bitochen Perek Shlishi, and we're in the, after he talked about the necessity for Hishtadlus, and he worked out logically that as a person progresses in Sitkus, he would need less and less Hishtadlus, what we call Hishtadlus. He says, you see it, sometimes you see not that way, so why should that ever be true? So he says, this is the more universal question of Tzadik V'Ra'lo and Rosh V'Tovlo, which is an old question. The Nevi'im asked it. And we learned yesterday a few possible reasons why it would be Tzadik V'Ra'lo. And now he's up to Rosh V'Tovlo, which is just as difficult, because there's no justice. It's not that we begrudge the Russia anything, but it doesn't make sense. So we're on page Kuf Lamed Ches, around 10 lines from the bottom. Avol Tovus Hashem al HaRasha. So that could be for a few reasons. Efsha Shi Beglal Tovus Shekod Molo. Maybe he did a good deed. Gomlo Hashem Aleh Bolam Hazeh. There's a concept that the Rasha gets paid back for his, he deserves Gehenna, his neshama's not holding anywhere. It's not just a question of a reward, it's a question of how bound his neshama is with Hashem, and it's not bound at all. So on the other hand, he did a good deed. It's like, because he also got mekapeh schal kolberia. So the proper place for this, for the schar, for this good deed, is Takan Olam Hazeh, which is a more superficial, temporary, fleeting schar, which is where his reward should lie, because that's the Maisa, presumably, was not a deep Maisa. If it was a deep Maisa and affected his neshama, then presumably Hashem wouldn't do that. Hashem is not unfair. So Hashem would pay him back in Olam Haba, where he deserved it. But we're talking about, he doesn't deserve to be paid back in Olam Haba, because he didn't do anything pnimi. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeach his schar for having done something. So it makes perfect sense that his schar should be on the more superficial side, just like his action was more on the more superficial side. What? That has nothing to do with this. Here, there's a pasuk. He brings out a pasuk that Hashem will give the schar of a mitzvah to a guy, to a rasha, in order that this is the makom for him to get schar. It can't be lo lama ba. Under normal circumstances, here there's a special reason. There's a special reason. This goof is a pasuk. This is more beferish and schar mitzvah v'hayal malekah. This is a beferish pasuk u'mishalem l'sona v'ponav la'avido. The tigum of bohar rishonim u'mishalem l'son ohi zachvon de'ina nodin kadamoi b'chayehen lo v'dehen lo ma'achar oi v'tov l'son ohi tavon de'ina nodin kadamoi. In other words, Hashem, again, like, it looks like a little unfair, chas v'shalom. Like Hashem's giving them schar and olam, like Hashem's out to get them. Like, right, that's what it looks like. So the Achronim explained that he doesn't deserve to have his schar and olam haba, because it's not pnimi. He didn't purify his neshama. He didn't, like, all of a sudden do something ruchniyustik that would affect his neshama, and then his schar would takabib olam haba. He did something in a shitchiyustik way, so it's fitting that his schar should be in a shitchiyustik way. You want to hear a joke? There's a joke. There's a joke that explains this concept. The Rasha goes up to Shemayim, and he's a Rasha. Hashem says, you gotta go to Ganim. Rasha. And then the Malach comes the last minute and says, wait a second. He gave once a nickel to a nani. You know what a nickel is? He gave a nickel to a nani. And can't let him go to Ganem. He did this good deed. So they're clearing back and forth. And finally Hashem says, give him back his nickel and let him go to hell. That's the joke. But and the pshat in the joke is, give him back his nickel. Give him back his nickel and let him go to hell. So that's what Hashem does. Hashem gives this Rosh Hashar and Olam Hazeh. That's the gather of giving him back his nickel. Give him back his nickel. Okay. So that's one reason why it could be Rosh of a Tovlo. The Efshar, that it could be Rosh of a Tovlo, because the Rosh is going to have a Ben Sadik who will benefit by the by whatever the Rosh, let's say the Rosh is rich. So the son will eventually get it. And the son is a good person. Or later Doros. You don't know. Hashem is like not limited to what, you know, to the Kufa we're living in. So maybe that's the reason.
Hashem can make the son rich through other means without having to be forced to give.
Good. So he chose this way. But that might be why he's rich. Because Hashem chose this way. We'll never know why Hashem does everything. But that is a reason why a Rosh might be rich. Because this is the... Why do you have two eyes, not three?
There's not a reason.
Why do you have two eyes, not three? I don't know. Maybe you know, I don't. But I do know that that's the best possible number of eyes that a person could have. So, when Hashem chooses to do it this way, I have no doubt. All the Chavis HaRovis is saying is that this is one of the ways, and you shouldn't look at it that he has it, but he has it because he's a conduit for someone else to have it. Maybe Hashem can do anything. But
explain why the Rosh is getting this schar. What his chesed?
The reason he's not explaining, it's not schar. The Rosh is getting it as a pikadon to give it over to the intended recipient. Why this way? Why not another way? Because this is the way. If you're done the other way, say why not this way? The Rosh is not getting it because he deserves it. The Rosh is getting it because he's a mailman. He's a postal delivery boy. Let's say I give you a letter to deliver to someone, and I lend you my car to go deliver it to him because I want him to get it quickly and in a good way. You say, oh, so now you're in a car and it's air conditioned and it's a very geschmack car, you don't have to go by bus. You say, why? The person's a Rosh. Yeah, because I want to get the letter to him, and this is the best way to get the letter. It's the fastest way. I don't think I have to think of reasons. Hashem wanted the tzaddik deserves to have grown up in luxury. So this way, from his whole childhood, he also had luxury. It could be a number of reasons.
It's still schar.
No, it's still not schar.
The car is still nice. It's nice.
It's not schar. It's a pikadon to give to someone else. And Hashem doesn't mind that he has an easy life because he's not the intended recipient. That's how Hashem runs the world. That sometimes Rishoim have things that they don't deserve because they're the sinor, the way that the tzaddik ultimately gets it. Why was Haman rich for so many years? So that when Mordechai stepped into his shoes and took over his possessions, so then Mordechai would be rich. So the Haman was rich, so that Mordechai should be rich. But Omar, it's a pasuk in Koheles, v'lachote nosan inyan lesser v'lichnos, the chote sometimes has all of these possessions. Why? Losis l'tov l'fnei olokim. Because he's the conduit for the tov to have it. Reason number three. You look at it that the Rosh has it good and he's getting a schar, but really this is a stumbling block. The Rosh is like an Nisayon and he's failing the Nisayon. Go look at what he does with his money. He wastes even more time. He has opportunities and he squanders them. So it's not schar at all. It's it's a way for him to show what he is. Just like we said by the tzaddik viralo is a way for the tzaddik to increase his sitkis. So by the Rosh, sometimes it's an onesh. His osher, you're looking, wow, that guy's so lucky, but it's really an onesh, because what does he do with his osher? He uses it for more evil. So that's a shame. Gori mikri lechilion over also. Kamoshin Amar, Pasukim Kahelos again. Osher Shomur Lebolov Lurarosso. That Hashem gives the Rasha Osher. Osher, but it's not Osher. You know, it's not good. We look at it as good, but it's not good at all for him. It's an Onesh. Okay, I have to stop. I don't want to come late. You'll excuse me.